American Language Course, Book 30, Tape 2D. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 2D. Look at Figure 1. Read the first two statements in the figure now. Now, listen to part of a conversation, then select the answers that best complete statements 1 and 2.
Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
Pretty.
This watch is losing some time. I think the battery might be getting weak on it, or maybe it's just worn out. I don't know.
Okay. Now, on these, if they're water-resistant, once we open them, we can't guarantee it anymore, okay?
Oh, you won't guarantee it anymore?
No. That has to go back to the company and have it resealed.
Oh.
And that's about, to have it resealed, about $60 around there.
Wow.
You can buy yourself a new watch.
Sure could. How expensive are the batteries for them?
It's $375 for installment and all. If you brought your own battery, it's $1.50 plus tax.
Okay.
Select your answers for numbers 1 and 2 now. Let's check your answers. Number 1 is D, is battery powered. Number 2 is C, be water resistant. Listen and verify your answers.
This watch is losing some time. I think the battery might be getting weak on it, or maybe it's just worn out. I don't know.
Okay, now on these, if they're water resistant, once we open them, we can't guarantee it anymore.
Now, listen to the second part of the conversation, then answer number 3 in your figure.
Okay, so in other words, you're recommending that I just buy a new watch?
Well, if it's a battery, no. I mean, we can do that for you.
But then, but you cannot
guarantee the,
guarantee.
Yeah, the water resistant part.
So. Might be better off just buying a new watch then.
Well,
that's my choice, right?
It's up to you, yeah.
Select your answer. Let's check your answer. The answer is B, false. Listen.
Okay. So in other words, you're recommending that I just buy a new watch?
Well, if it's a battery, no. I mean, we can do that for you.
But then, but you cannot
guarantee the,
guarantee
yeah, the water-resistant part.
So I might be better off just buying a new watch then.
Well,
that's my choice, right?
It's up to you, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Turn to figure 2. Look at these special expressions. Have an opening. That kind of thing. Get back in touch with. To have an opening means to have a job position available which needs to be filled. That kind of thing means that sort of thing or something in that category. To get back in touch with means to contact someone later, either by phone or in writing. Read question number one now. Listen to a conversation between a manager and a potential employee. Then write the answer to question one.
Hi, how are you today?
Just fine. How about yourself?
I'm just fine. I saw that you had an opening.
Right. We have a position for a designer. Have mm-hmm. you ever worked in a flower shop before?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Basically, what we need is someone that has had experience working with flowers, mm-hmm. either silks, fresh, that type of thing, and someone with cash register experience, sales clerk experience, and kind of an eye on how to set up displays and that sort of thing.
Write your answer now. The answer is a designer. Listen.
I saw that you had an opening.
Right. We have a position for a designer.
Read number two now. Listen to the next part of the conversation. Then select the answer that best completes the statement. Listen.
So do you have any of that experience?
I have cash register experience and
okay.
sales clerk experience.
Okay. I can give you a piece of paper, and if you'd like to give your name and telephone number and that sort of thing. We don't have any openings at the present time, but with Valentine's Day coming, we can always use help with cash registers, that sort of thing. So if you want to leave your name and address, and if we have an opening, we can get back in touch with you.
Okay. Well, I'll leave my name and number, and if you get an opening, could you
sure.
give me a call?
No problem.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty.
Choose the answer that best completes the statement. Let's check your answer. The answer is C. Get back in touch with her. Listen.
So if you want to leave your name and address, and if we have an opening, we can get back in touch with you.
Okay.
Please look at figure 3. Listen to a conversation and answer this question. When the man asks, "Could you give me a figure?" What does he mean? Listen.
Could you give me a figure on that sewing machine over there?
Yeah. Okay, this one right here.
Yeah, what does this one cost here? This one looks like it does all sorts of things by itself.
Okay, it would be $359.
$359?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's pretty reasonable.
Uh-huh. However, we are going to have a sale starting next Thursday.
Next Thursday?
Come in. If you're interested, we can give it to you at a sale price. And it's going to be, I think, $299.
See, that represents a real savings.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the information.
And this one has all your built-ins, your buttonhole, your straight stitch, your zigzag, your multiple zigzag for elastic and so forth, and for making hems.
It looks wonderful. I bet my mother would just love it.
You might like it for yourself.
Well, I think my mother would probably be a little better at it than I. But thanks very much, ma'am. I'll come back on Thursday when the sale starts.
Yes, Thursday the sale starts, and we'll have all the merchandise.
All right. Goodbye now.
When the man asks, "Could you give me a figure?" What does he mean? The answer is C. He wants the approximate price of the sewing machine. Listen and verify your answer.
Could you give me a figure on that sewing machine over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, what does this one cost here? This one looks like it does all sorts of things by itself.
Okay, it would be $359.
Go to figure 4. Look at the pictures and read the paragraph under the pictures now. Now, listen to a conversation and answer this question. In this particular library, what is kept on microfiche and microfilm?
Let's see, what about magazines? Can you check magazines out from the library?
Here at this library, we don't check them out. Uh-huh. We have about 400 titles, though, and we mm-hmm. carry them on fish and film in addition to the paper issues.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a list right here. This will tell you how many we get, what we get, and how long we keep uh-huh. them and where they are.
Select the answer now. The correct answer is D, magazines. Listen and verify your answer.
Let's see, what about magazines? Can you check magazines out from the library?
Here at this library, we don't check them out. Uh-huh. We have about 400 titles, though, and we mm-hmm. carry them on fish and film in addition to the paper issues.
Look at figure 5. Listen to a conversation and fill in the missing words. Listen and write.
Who gets the dogs that you train at LACA? Other services, FBI, FAA?
The dogs we train at LACA go to all services, Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines. And we also train FAA dogs. We're the only dog training unit in the military of all four branches. Hmm.
Listen again and write the words that you may have missed.
Who gets the dogs that you train at LACA? Other services, FBI, FAA?
The dogs we train at LACA go to all services, Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines. And we also train FAA dogs. We're the only dog training unit in the military.
You may check your answers on the answer page when the tape is over. Go to figure 6. Look at the underlined words. Just follow along in your books as you listen to people ask for and give information. Just listen and notice how the underlined words are used in the conversation.
You know what, Doug? I'm having trouble with my car. My air conditioner is broken. Whenever I turn on my air conditioner, hot air comes out of the vents for about the first 2 minutes before cold air comes out. Do you know what's wrong with it?
Well, I'm not an expert mechanic, but I had a similar problem about a year ago. Your compressor obviously is working because eventually you do get some cold air, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you take that into a shop, an air conditioning mechanic, an expert, will put some gauges on that compressor, and he's going to check perhaps some of the Freon has seeped out. That can happen even though the hose is good. Sometimes it's just normal after about a year, 2 years. Some of the Freon will seep out. And the way the thing works, the way the mechanic explained it to me was, when you turn on the air conditioner, the compressor starts rotating. Inside there's a crank, and as this crank goes around, it will cause a small piston or sometimes a rotary valve to pump this Freon throughout the system. At one point, once the compressor compresses the Freon, it is a liquid. And when that liquid goes through a cooling coil, it will expand, and as it expands, it picks up some heat. So he's going to check everything. He'll check the general condition of the valves, be sure that the crank is lubricated correctly. You know, just check the whole thing out, and especially to be sure none of your Freon has seeped out during the winter. A lot of people complain that if they have a small car, too, that doesn't seem to cool as well as their big car used to, and it's because of the horsepower. If you have a car with a small four-cylinder engine and you turn on your air conditioner, you might even notice the car doesn't accelerate as well as it does under normal circumstances. It takes about 4 or 5 horsepower away from the engine to drive that compressor.
For the air conditioning system?
Mm-hmm. Probably what's wrong with yours is that just over time a little of the Freon has seeped out. If you take it to a mechanic, he will put a couple of gauges on the system, start the car, start the compressor running, and he'll check the pressure in the system. And probably it needs some Freon. They'll charge you about $25.
It's worth it to stay cool.
Mm-hmm.
Turn to Figure 7. The text for part of the conversation that you'll hear is printed in Figure 7. Follow along in your books and fill in the missing words as you listen.
Boy, you really flew over here. How did you get here so fast?
There wasn't much traffic, but we try and get out on these calls as soon as we can.
Yeah, I'm glad you did, because I have a problem down in my basement. Some of the pipes have frozen. Even though they're on the ground, the water seems to have come through to the basement. And it's gotten into the ducts, the heating ducts, and I don't know what to do about it.
Well, let's go take a look at it. How do you get down to the basement?
Well, let's go through here, down the steps here.
Oh, I can see the water building up over in the corner there. Do you have any rags? Let's clean that up.
Yeah, let me go over here to this closet, this drawer in the closet, and get some of these rags that I can get to.
Well, that ought to do it.
Okay, here you go.
Well, it's going to leave them. It's been started to seep in behind the wall here. Probably going to leave a stain.
Mm-hmm. And the residue.
Well, that's not going to go away. That looks like that's a copper stain of some kind.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to redo all of the woodwork?
Well, that's probably a good idea. It looks like it's already damaged, but that's not going to cost you too much. But what will cost you is the pipes that are under this cement floor here.
Really? Can you give me an estimate?
It's not going to be cheap. I mean, probably at least $700. Just to tear it up, and then another couple $100 to put the pipes and the floor back in. Set the floor back in.
And this is the only way you can do it?
See, otherwise you're going to have water, this place is going to be flooded.
Mm-hmm.
Now this wouldn't have happened probably if the heat was on down here. There's probably something wrong with the heating system here.
Well, I didn't expect it to freeze. The weather is unusually cold at this time of year here.
I know. It sort of snuck up on a lot of folks. I'm staying pretty busy in this neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the water dripping from the ducts there. That's the water's collected up there, condensed up there somehow.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and give you the go-ahead to do the job. How soon do you think you can come over and take care of it?
How about if we start right away?
Okay, tomorrow's good with me.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Sure.
See you tomorrow.
You may check your answers for Figure 7 on the answer page when the tape is over. Turn to Figure 8. Listen to the librarian and answer this question. Where are back issues of newspapers kept?
Well, if I wanted to look at a back issue, say the San Antonio Express for last month, special article that I missed, how would I find that?
Okay. On the local papers we keep for 3 months. Unfortunately, they are not indexed. So if you could give us an idea of what the topic is mm-hmm. and a time frame mm-hmm.
well,
that
I've
it was
got, I know
published.
I know what day it was. But,
oh, great.
So could I go and find the paper myself, or would I have to get...
No, we'll get it for you. We keep them in mm-hmm. the back in our workroom.
Uh-huh. So it would just be like today's paper that's there that I could just
yes.
help myself?
Yes, today's paper's out front.
Uh-huh.
But
do
all
you,
the back issues are in back.
Where are back issues of newspapers kept? The answer is letter D, in the back workroom. Verify the answer.
So could I go and find the paper myself, or would I have to get...
No, we'll get it for you. We keep them uh-huh. in the back in our workroom.
Uh-huh. So it would just be like today's paper that's there that I could just
yes.
help myself?
Yes, today's paper's out front.
Uh-huh.
But
do
all
you,
the back issues are in back.
This is the end of Tape 2D, Book 30. Thank you.